Today is September 7th. Welcome to the Daily Audio Psalm. I'm Brian Harden. It's great to be here with you today. We'll read Psalm chapter 51 from the Douay Rheims translation of 1899. Unto the end, understanding for David. When Doeg the Edomite came and told Saul, David went to the house of Achimelech. Why dost thou glory in malice, thou that art mighty in iniquity? All the day long thy tongue hath devised injustice as a sharp razor. Thou hast wrought deceit. Thou hast loved malice more than goodness, and iniquity rather than to speak righteousness. Thou hast loved all the words of ruin, O deceitful tongue. Therefore will God destroy thee forever. He will pluck thee out and remove thee from thy dwelling place and thy root out of the land of the living. The just shall see and fear, and shall laugh at him and say, Behold, the man that made not God his helper, but trusted in the abundance of his riches, and prevailed in his vanity. But I, as a fruitful olive tree in the house of God, have hoped in the mercy of God forever, yea, forever and ever. I will praise thee forever, because thou hast done it, and I will wait on thy name, for it is good in the sight of thy saints. Thanks for being here today for the Daily Audio Psalm. Of course, the Daily Audio Psalm is part of a family of programs. There's also the Daily Audio Proverb. Just a few minutes a day going through one chapter of Proverbs each day, all the way through the book of Proverbs each month, unfiltered wisdom poured into our lives. Of course, there's the Daily Audio Bible through the entire Bible in a year. And you can find out more about this at dailyaudiobible.com or just download the Daily Audio Bible app for any of your smart devices. And you'll find it very easily. If you want to partner with the Daily Audio Bible and the efforts to bring this to you, the website's the place to go. There's a link on the homepage. The mailing address is P.O. Box 1996, Spring Hill, Tennessee, 37174. And that's it for today. I'm Brian. I love you. I'll be waiting for you here tomorrow.